of shorter, like instead of a whole biography of one person, it's shorter pieces where you can learn a little bit about many different people, often from all over the world. And I think it's a nice introduction to people, some of whom you might know a little bit about and you learn a little bit more, or some you may have never heard about. And I feel like it's a good jumping off point for learning about more. So if you read something like this, and you can maybe read it over a long period of time, like I could see reading one portrait a night kind of thing. But then every once in a while, you might find somebody that you're like, huh, I'd like to learn more about that person. And then you can either look them up online or try to find a longer book about them. But I think these books are very cool. And that's by Sadia Farooqi and Anissa Mumtaz are the authors. And then Safa Khan is the illustrator. And that one also comes out June 7th. I'll be getting that at the library. And then I have one teen book that is also coming out June 7th. This one is called Before Takeoff by Adi Al-Said. And here is the description. The sun is also a star meets Jumanji when two teens meet and fall in love during a layover gone wrong at the Atlanta airport in this thrilling new novel from the author of Let's Get Lost. James and Michelle find themselves in the Atlanta airport on a layover. They couldn't be more different, but seemingly interminable delays draw them both to a mysterious flashing green light and each other. Where James is passive, Michelle is anything but, and she quickly discovers that the flashing green light is actually a button, which she presses, which may or may not unwittingly break the rules of the universe, at least as those rules applied to Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta. Before they can figure up from down, strange, impossible things start happening. Snowstorms form inside the B terminal, jungles sprout up in the C terminal, and earthquakes split the ground apart in between. And no matter how hard they try, it seems no one can find a way in or out of the airport. James and Michelle team up to find their families and either escape the airport or put an end to its chaos before it's too late. I thought that sounded really fun. Young adult Jumanji.
Sounds like a good book, except I wish that didn't have romance.
Maybe it won't be too heavy on the romance. Maybe it'll be heavier on the adventure. Sometimes that happens.
So you said this was a graphic novel?
No, this one's a young adult, just a novel.
Oh, okay.
It does sound like it would be a cool graphic novel, though. But maybe you can just make the images and the panels and the bubbles in your head.
Yeah, of course, I'm still going to read it.
I'm curious, having been to the Atlanta airport several times in recent years, I'm curious how much they'll incorporate in what the airport is like, because they have a lot of interesting like art exhibits and installations there. So I'd be curious to see if those get incorporated. So that's Before Takeoff by Adi Al-Said and comes out June 7th, which is next Tuesday. But on that note, we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
makes me ecstatic. He's the way. This ain't right. I will know. I'm taking a narrow plane across the world to follow my
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC. I'm coming to you from my homestead while the radio crew are over at Kite's Nest for the most part at the Youth Pride Party. It is June, y'all. It's Pride Month, and I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I needed to really pack a punch this month, you know what I mean? Because things are hard out there for our community. But we know how to handle. We know how to take care of each other. So I'll be bringing you a little bit of music, a little bit of words, sounds, all in honor of Pride. You are listening to Tia Carroll doing a cover of Ma Rainey's 1928 song Prove It On Me Blues called Ma Rainey's Lesbian Licks. Enjoy, y'all. I'm going to get you the news and the weather, and then we will be back at it for the hour. This is Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Stay with us, y'all.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Bill Williams and Ted Remsnyder are reporting for Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie Athens School District went into lockdown mode on June 2nd after a suspicious person was seen on school grounds. According to Greene County 911, the incident began around 10:45 a.m. after a male former student drove onto school property, parked his car, and walked into the woods near the school. Coxsackie Athens Superintendent Randall Squire said, and I quote, "When there's something outside of the school that we're not sure of, we lock out until we can ascertain if there's any type of threat to anybody in the school," end quote. Coxsackie Police, Greene County Sheriff's Office, and State Police were called to the school and immediately began searching the wooded area and the nearby village streets in an attempt to locate the subject. Coxsackie Police Chief Samuel Minto said the person the police were looking for was found within the hour. The man was running late for a funeral, and he decided to park at the school and cut through the woods to Mansion Street in order to catch a ride. Minto said he was dressed in black because he was on his way to the memorial service being held that morning for Coxsackie Athens alumnus Lance Corporal Kobe R. Lloyd. Squire said, and I quote, "There was never a threat to anybody in the school or anything like that. It was not that type of situation at all. We just wanted to be cautious and make sure what the reasoning was for why the person came to the campus," end quote. In hindsight, Minto said the incident was a useful drill for the police officers involved. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. A Pittsfield man has been indicted for allegedly bilking customers in the Berkshires and across five states in a construction scam. Fred Lewis Center Jr., 40, allegedly stole more than $400,000 through false pretenses, according to a statement from Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington's office. The scam allegedly took place between February 2020 and September 2021 through his company, Northern Steel Buildings and Structures, LLC. The DA said in a Facebook post, and I quote, "Mr. Center is accused of contracting and accepting payments from more than 40 victims across five different states to build steel structures with no intent of completing the work," end quote. She noted that Mr. Center was first arrested and investigated by Pittsfield police before state police detectives attached to the DA's office began their probe. Among the victims was the Richmond, Massachusetts Volunteer Fire Department, which paid Center a deposit of almost $53,000 to build a steel structure, according to the statement. Harrington asked that any other potential victims contact local police or state police detectives in her office. Center's alleged victims stretch across Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania, and include multiple residents, businesses, and a church. In 2019, Center was arraigned in Pittsfield for being a fugitive from justice without a warrant after he was charged with grand larceny in Columbia County. That charge was dismissed. Center's company was dissolved by court order in June 2021. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union that on June 4th, John Delucy, a chef and restaurateur, is opening the farm-to-table restaurant Merchants Social in Hudson. Delucy has described it as being focused on Hudson Valley ingredients with an approach grounded in the simplicity of Italian home cooking. Delucy's 20-year culinary career in New York included the Waverly Inn and King Cole Bar at the St. Regis Hotel. Merchant Social is located on the 300 block of Warren Street at City Hall Place in the space formerly occupied by Camilla, which has moved down the street. The inside space has a casual bar lounge area and a separate dining room in the rear courtyard that seats more than 70. The restaurant will be open for service Tuesday to Saturday for dinner and brunch on weekends. In 2005, Delucy co-founded with then Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter the Waverly Inn in Manhattan's West Village. By 2014, he was running five restaurants that grossed $40 million annually, but a collapse soon began, according to press reports. Delucy currently owns Ainsley, a 10,000-square-foot Italian restaurant in Brooklyn, as well as the Empire Diner on 10th Avenue in Manhattan. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, June 2nd. Early this morning, temperatures range from 60 degrees in Chatham to 64 in Chichester. Soil temperature is 65 degrees. The morning starts out dry, but rain enters the area this afternoon with some slight chances for thunder. A high of 77 happens at 3 p.m. After dark, the rain gets stronger and lasts all night. Temperatures fall to 60 degrees, but the dew point will be right on its heels, so it will feel pretty muggy. Tomorrow, the rain ends by noontime and temperatures reach 74 degrees. 54 degrees overnight takes us into a nice-looking Saturday with a high of 72. Overnight, you get 50 degrees on the temperature and 40 on the dew point, so it's going to be great sleeping weather. Sunday is looking great as well with a high of 72. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:22 a.m., low tide at 12:28 p.m., high tide once again at 6:21 p.m. And if you believe my current calculations, that sandbar that might be popular for some kayakers and canoers under the bridge will form around 11:10 a.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:10 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot AR3027 has a reversed polarity, and as it swings into view, could cause some extra flare activity in the week ahead. Solar wind speed is currently 388 kilometers per second at 3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight with good conditions below 8 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 59, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who will be broadcasting live from the cabana on Spring Street, so everybody listen up tonight at 7 p.m.
Hey, y'all. DJ Phoebe's coming at you for Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC. I got questions about my sound coming through, so we're going to roll with it. If you can hear me out there, y'all. I'm bringing you the Pride edition of Clubhouse Radio. You're listening to Young M.A. You know, Pride, y'all. Pride. All of us. So, if you identify with the LGBTQIA+ community, take a minute. Find somebody in a different alphabet than yours, letter than yours. And give them some love. We need solidarity right now. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. I'll keep bringing you the music and just some words and thoughts about the issues we're all dealing with as a community. And for those of you who don't identify with the community, please know all of our liberation is bound up in each other. So this is a fight for bodily freedom, bodily autonomy. So that resonates with you in some way, and I hope you can find the solidarity too.
Murdered. There have been no arrests. No, there are no leads. And as we all know, our papers, our cases are at the bottom of the pile always. Jesusa Fidel Ventura Reyes, 25-year-old Mexican trans woman of color, better known as Chucha. She went missing on the night of May 17. The authorities later found her head severed in a cooler outside of Town Hall in Fortin de las Flores. Her decapitated body was later found in the streets of Mexico. Camila Diaz Cordova, 25. She was a 29-year-old trans woman who was killed in El Salvador after being deported from the United States. Dana Martin, 31, a trans woman of color, was found shot to death.
Just a little content warning for y'all, naming some of the victims of the violence that the transgender community faces on a daily basis. This is India Moore, actor from Pose, reading their names, sharing their stories, speaking their truths, because although it's hard, we got to be real about what's going on. And Pride is not just about a parade, y'all. Pride is about freedom, about fighting for each other's lives. And there's a lot on the line right now. So any way we can show up for each other, hear these stories, I ask you to be willing to try and do so. If it's too much, a couple more minutes and we'll be back to some of the music. So stay with me, y'all. This is DJ Phoebe's Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXE.
The shooting comes after a little more than a month since a viral video that we all saw of her being beaten and dragged across the street in her own community by her own brothers. After speaking at I don't know if it was a rally or a media correspondent thing, but after speaking, she spoke publicly saying, "This time I can stand before you, whereas in other scenarios we're at a memorial." And now that's now where her family saw her a few weeks after she said those words. That's where she was last seen by her family. Michelle Tamika Washington, 40 years old, a trans woman of color and longtime transgender rights advocate, was shot. Again, by gun violence. Paris Cameron, 20, was shot in Detroit, Michigan on Saturday, 25 in May, on Memorial Weekend, by gun violence. Chanel Lindsay, 26, a trans woman of color, was found in White Rock Lake, Dallas, Texas, at 5:45 on Saturday, 1st June. She was the second trans murder in Dallas following Malaysia, just 2 weeks apart. Lindsay's body was discovered only a mile away from where Booker's body was discovered. Chanel Scurlock, 23, a trans woman of color, was shot and killed in Lumberton, North Carolina. Her body was found in a field. Jazeline Ware, a black trans woman, was found dead in her Memphis apartment in March. Leilin Polanco, the most recently slain trans woman of color, a black trans woman. I looked up to her, just wanted to say, you know, when you're a young trans person, you have the trans women and people around you to look to when you imagine where you want to see yourself and your life. Leilin was one of those girls for me. Cis-hetero people are deciding whether or not we deserve human rights, and that must end. We cannot lean on the understanding or empathy of cis-hetero people to protect and fight for our basic human rights. Our freedom to exist and access employment, shelter, education, safety, healthcare, or anything else that we need to thrive should not be at the mercy to people who do not share our experiences or let alone believe we don't deserve to live or thrive. We need our government to listen to us in regards to our needs, not listen to cis people in regards to our needs. We are all worthy of safety and protection everywhere, including in our own homes, with our own families, and shelters in our own neighborhoods, and churches, and schools, and jobs, and hospitals, and clinics, and communities, and cities, and country, and world. We are worthy of legal aid, liberty, justice, resources, and we are worthy of life. We are worthy of love. If the sight of us using our bodies, our voices, and our defiance to protest this oppressive administration and the people who endorse it, and the religions that are fighting for the right to dispose us as a spiritual practice, and police, prison, and the political system that is giving the world permission to dispose of us, disturbs and frightens you more than our mysteriously dead bodies in the custody of Rikers Island and ICE, and the sight of us being beaten and dragged up, down, up and down the gravel of the streets of our streets in Dallas and beyond, shot up and decapitated on the stairs of City Hall in Mexico, we will not back down and rest in peace no more.
What have I been free love? Oh, I wanna know, wanna know. I wanna know, wanna know.
I was so important to come to this event.
Well, Ebony called for me, and I was invited, and what made me feel so inspired to come was that they're honoring Pose, and Michelle Obama is going to be here, and I just want to show up for my people, you know, we all family.
We don't need diamonds and pearls, no, free love is not a luxury, oh, you can fuck who you want to fuck. You can love who you wanna love. If you cry, put your lighters up. They can't fight this flame we burning. What up, happened, free love? Oh, I wanna know, I wanna know. What up, happened, free love? What's the world where you need love to control? Yes, love ain't free, there's a fee. They cut your paycheck. It's a free country, that's unless you love the same sex. To people with no place to stay, I hope you stay blessed. You ain't gotta flex like you straight, long as you straight flex. North Carolina, go on and raise up. Take your shirt off, wave it at your haters. Same judge to vote against the trans bathrooms. Got some skeletons in the closet of his own bedroom. They tried to kill Bill Clinton for that Monica Lewinsky shit. But let's be honest, nobody out here really innocent. But let's be honest, put parallel with Jeffrey Dahmer. Eating people, eating pussy, there's a difference, your honor. Who died and cried, you came to judge the way that I do things. Marry your middle finger in the fuck your diamond ring. Bada boom, bada bing. You gotta love your family, doggy. Let that man sing soprano poorly. Let that boy rock the dress. Y'all niggas don't know how to dress. It ain't your place for an opinion. You should be opinionless. So what's the ruckus about who you love? I give a F. It's the R-O-C, Ave money with the S. And what up, happened, free love? Oh, I wanna know, I wanna know. What up, happened, free love? What's the world where you need love to control? Whatever happened to free love?
You already know. Got such a long way to go. Tell me what you waiting for. If you're a hater, use a hoe. So respect my existence. If not, expect my resistance. Nobody needs your permission. Stop letting bodies hit the flow. Focus is loco. Similar to how they hit on the Coco. All in it like Yoko. If you wanna be future, don't be status quo, bro. Throwing shade on love is crazy wild. Who made you the one to judge and put my life on trial?
I got 3 million kids and they're crying on my shoulders. The whole wide world covers their ears to the sound. And fly your kids first class down to Disney, but ignore that you're walking on a burial ground. The rocky sun's hands on the trigger of a pistol, then catch him in the mirror with a motherfucking lipstick. Crazy white girls say they're trying to free the nipple, but they cry it when somebody pulls a gun on a misfit.
Ooh, 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 What's the world where you need love to control? Let's go. Whatever happened to freedom?
Turn it. You gotta move to Boston, Massachusetts. They legally recognize same-sex marriage. Civil union ain't really civil.
Nope.
I'm trying to keep it Karen civil.
Yeah.
But what's really, up?
Really,
I'm too dope, boy.
It's
the hot new hip-hop underground on Smash. California, we gotta do better than domestic partnerships. They don't got the same benefits. 2016, the Constitution, the laws, the tones of the people. What are we doing?
Dude, keep speaking.
California, let's spread love, not hate. I'm not perfect, but I feel great.
Let's go.
If you say that I'm not giving you enough
keep
time,
talking up.
You need to go check it out,
Buzz.
If they try to make you feel bad from the get-go, don't believe it because we're special.
Let's go. You can fuck who you want to fuck. You can love who you want to love. If you cry, put your lighters up. They can't fight this flame we burning.
Yeah, hey. I guarantee it. If you see it. And
see
if you
it.
Stop being mean to people, you believe
leave
it.
What?
Stop blaming everybody for one mistake. Because that's called hate. Lil B, yeah.
Hey, save money, man.
Feel
Vic,
it.
I see you.
Bass World.
Go, go,
it's the
go,
rock.
Go, go, go.
It's
go,
Lil
go,
B, go. Hey. Bass World.
Lil B, yeah.
Live your life, man.
If you don't like gay marriage, then nigga don't get gay married.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio. 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I'm going to hit you up with the news update, and we'll be back with special Pride Edition this Friday. Stay tuned, y'all.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. New York State of Politics reports about the bills passed by the state legislature in the final moments of its 2022 session on June 2nd. Among the measures passed, people who wish to obtain a semi-automatic rifle will be required to first obtain a permit and be at least the age of 21. Legislators outlawed the purchase or the possession of bulletproof vests. Guns will be micro-stamped to make them more traceable, and social media platforms will be required to maintain ways of reporting hateful behavior. Lawmakers passed a 2-year moratorium on a specific type of cryptocurrency mining. They passed added legal protections for abortion providers and shielded women from other states seeking abortions in New York against extraditions and arrests. Read more about these stories at New York State of Politics. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that a new vacancy study says Kingston is now qualified to become the first municipality north of the New York City suburbs to opt into the State Emergency Tenant Protection Act. The study conducted by the city found a rental vacancy rate of 1.57% and home values have increased nearly 50% since the start of the pandemic. So Kingston now could adopt rent stabilization on buildings constructed before 1974 with 6 or more units under guidelines set forth by the state's Emergency Tenant Protection Act. In 2021, an Ulster County rental housing survey showed a vacancy rate of 1.81% for non-subsidized housing in the county. The housing problem? Not enough houses or apartments are available, and they are too expensive, is prevalent throughout the Hudson Valley. Rashida Tyler, a housing organizer who helps run the Ulster County Coalition for Housing Justice, said, and I quote, "My hope is that this evidence validates the experiences of Kingston residents and that action can be taken quickly to help those who are being priced out of their homes every day by speculatory rent increases," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the proposed $11 million visitor welcome facility at Olana State Historic Site is currently in the State Environmental Quality Review Act process and was unveiled to the public at a virtual meeting recently. Linda Cooper, Regional Director of the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, said in the SEQR document, and I quote, "No red flags that have been raised so far," end quote. The new visitor entry and orientation facility, if approved, will be off Route 9G and would include a 45-spot parking lot, bathrooms, and a cafe. About 3.5 acres of trees would be cleared for the 4,500-square-feet building. The building will be made from sustainable materials, is all electric, and carbon neutral with an electric car charging station. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, y'all. You just got the news update. I've got another 30 minutes with y'all. This is DJ Phoebes holding it down while the Clubhouse crew are at the Youth Pride Party in Hudson at Kites Nest Greenhouse. So probably wrapping up pretty soon. It's raining where I am. I don't know if it's raining where they are, but that's all right. Bringing you all things Pride. For those of you who caught the song before the break, which I had to edit to play on the radio, just my abilities real quick, because Vic Mensa, who's the artist on that, is not quite, not has a lot of radio edits out there, so I wanted it to be on tonight. It was Free Love featuring Halsey, Leaf, Lil B, and Malik Yousif, and there's actually a video I have of Vic Mensa talking about what inspired him to write Free Love and to record that, so I'm going to hit you up with that, and then I'm going to continue to take us on this little journey, talking about Pride, talking about the experiences and solidarity with and for and amongst the LGBTQIA community as we fight for bodily autonomy, for basic liberties, for being allowed to live our truth. So stick it out with us, y'all, and, enjoy all of the queer excellence that, you get to hear tonight. This is Young M.A., the instrumental for Big, and I'm gonna hit you up with that Vic Mensa video, so stay tuned.
And you are now on the...
What up, it's Vic Mensa, and you're watching The Fader. The song Free Love was inspired by a family member of mine who recently told me that they identified as queer, and also by the tragedy in Orlando. I never felt so connected to those issues. I didn't grow up with any gay people. It's really taboo in the black community, especially from the south side of Chicago. It's not like the homies was openly gay. If you would have told me when I was like 15 years old that I would be doing an event, like performing at a gay club, I'd have been like, what the fuck are you talking about, you know? But I came to realize through it being so close to home that anybody that's fighting for the right to love or to be themselves, that fight is mine too. I think rappers probably aren't coming out and standing with the LGBT community because they're scared. Rappers especially, it's such a macho man persona that they have to make. They don't want to have fingers pointed at them and be like, you're gay. I'm just comfortable with who I am, so it doesn't matter to me what perception anyone might get. What will be most understood is just that I stand for freedom. I'm always trying to step into new territory and just speak about the most important things of our time. And this is undoubtedly one of them. I think that through doing this, I've been able to make my friends and the people around me more accepting and understanding. We were in a gay club doing a performance the other night after we released the song in Chicago because it was really important to me that we bring attention and bring our presence to that space. This is something that is mad new to me, but those feelings of discomfort I feel are important for myself to go through so that I can grow.
Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? I, it's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me. Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Or why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh, yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life. For my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. And I need a big glance, not another fan. But I'ma need to sit down, don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.
Hey y'all, this is DJ Phoebs with the Young Clubhouse Radio. You're just listening to Lil Nas X. Panini has a throwback for y'all. Showing the love. Alright, I'm going to bring you something a little different, I think. This is... give me a moment, y'all. I got to catch my thoughts. Clubhouse Radio. I don't know if y'all are new listeners or longtime listeners. We are a youth-run radio show. The only reason you're listening to me tonight is because the youth are at a pride party. So I'm holding it down and honoring the spirit with a pride-themed show. And, I'm going to play a little bit of James Baldwin for you. This is an interview talking about... experience then. So, give you that. We're going to listen to some more music. I have a spoken word piece that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. I'm going to go ahead and let those ride out. Stay tuned to this, y'all. Peace.
Is what you see in your mirror. What you try to do is isolate whatever it is you see in that other person, which is you. Everybody knows, for example, if you listen, every writer knows. If you listen to me, if I listen to you, no matter what I may be describing, I'm describing myself.
There's a prejudice that at one time was against homosexuals.
At one time?
Yeah, hold on. Mm-hmm. When it was a criminal offense, even. Mm-hmm. Then that's got removed.
The law.
And people started to appear mm-hmm. to accept. Mm-hmm. Back, it comes again now because of AIDS.
It never went anywhere. It never went anywhere. People's attitudes don't change because the law changes. I know that. And the homosexual question is like this, it's like what we call the racial question. Nobody, no man and no woman is precisely what they think they are. Love mm-hmm. is where you find it. And you don't know where it will carry you. And it is a terrifying thing, love. It is the only human possibility, but it's terrifying. And a man can fall in love with a man, a woman can fall in love with a woman. There's nothing anybody can do about it. It's not in the province of the law. Hmm. There's nothing you do with the church. Hmm. And if you lie about that, you lie about everything. Hmm. And no one has a right to try to tell another human being whom he or she can or should love.
But when you wrote Giovanni's Room a long time ago, that was quite a brave book, to bring out, wasn't it? It was about love, but it was about homosexual love, but it was about love. But you, you deliberately put on in homosexual love, presumably.
Well, the boy's in the middle. It's not so much about homosexuality at all. It's about what happens to you if you can't love anybody. It doesn't make any difference whether you can't love a woman, can't love a man, you can't love anybody. You're dangerous. Because you have no way of learning humility. No way of learning that other people suffer. And no way of learning how to use your suffering and theirs to get from one place to another. In short, you fail the human responsibility, which is to love each other.
Are you still in despair about the world?
I never have been in despair about the world. I'm in rage.
Enraged, all right.
But I don't think I'm in despair. I can't afford despair. I can't tell my nephew, my niece. You can't tell the children there's no hope.
I suppose I'm wondering whether we're more materialistic, more selfish.
I don't know. More.
No.
I think that we're more panic-stricken. I think that I walk through these cities, the cities of the Western world, London, New York, and sometimes it resembles the most poverty-stricken cities of the East. There's been a breakdown, a betrayal of the social contract in Western life. And people are grabbing for things and holding on to what they think they can get and stepping all over their neighbors because they are panic-stricken.
What, comforting themselves with material things? When
people do that, they are reacting to a... Something is beginning to crack. People hoard all this because they don't have anything else, but they don't really believe in it, you know, and they kill to get it. But that proves the moral bankruptcy, which translates itself into the actual bankruptcy of the world in which we live. We have yet to understand that if I am starving, you are in danger. People think that my danger makes them safe. They're in trouble. It is clear to me, and it's clear to many, that what we call the political vocabulary of this age cannot serve the needs of this age. You know, that we will have to find a way to get beyond our crippling habits. This is not the 19th century. Queen Victoria is long, long dead, and Europe is no longer the center of the world.
Well, thank you for being the center of my world for a while today.
You're just listening to James Baldwin. It's prescient now as it was then. This is Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. Stay tuned.
The first time I uttered a prayer was in a glass-stained cathedral. I was kneeling long after the congregation was on its feet, dipped both hands into holy water, traced the Trinity across my chest, my tiny body, drooping like a question mark all over the wooden pew. I asked Jesus to fix me. And when he did not answer, I befriended silence in the hopes that my sin would burn and salt my mouth would dissolve like sugar on tongue. But shame lingered as an aftertaste and an attempt to reintroduce me to sanctity. My mother told me of the miracle I was, said I could grow up to be anything I want. I decided to be a boy. It was cute. I had snapback, toothless grin, used skin knees as street cred, played hide and seek with what was left of my goal. I was it, the winner to a game the other kids couldn't play. I was the mystery of an anatomy, a question asked but not answered, tight roping between awkward boy and apologetic girl. And when I turned 12, the boy phase wasn't deemed cute anymore. It was met with nostalgic aunts who missed seeing my knees in the shadow of skirts, who reminded me that my kind of attitude would never bring a husband home, that I exist for heterosexual marriage and childbearing, and I swallowed their insults along with their slurs. Naturally, I did not come out of the closet. The kids at my school opened it without my permission, called me by a name I did not recognize, said lesbian, but I was more boy than girl, more Ken than Barbie. It had nothing to do with hating my body. I just love it enough to let it go. I treat it like a house, and when your house is falling apart, you do not evacuate. You make it comfortable enough to house all your insides. You make it pretty enough to invite guests over. You make the floorboards strong enough to stand on. My mother fears I have named myself after fading things, as she counts the echoes left behind by Maya Hall, Leela Alcon, Blake Brockington. She fears that I'll die without a whisper, that I will turn into what a shame conversations at the bus stop. She claims I've turned myself into a mausoleum, that I'm walking casket. News headlines has turned my identity into a spectacle. Bruce Jenner on everyone's lips, while the brutality of living in this body becomes an asterisk at the bottom of equality pages. No one ever thinks of us as human, because we are more ghosts than flesh. Because people fear that my gender expression is a trick, that it exists to be perverse, that it ensnares them without their consent, that my body is a feast for their eyes and hands. And once they have fed off my queer, they'll regurgitate all the parts they did not like. They'll put me back into the closet, hang me with all they be the best attraction. Can you see how easy it is to talk people into coffins, to misspell their names on gravestones, and people still wonder while there are boys rotting their girl away in high school hallways? They're afraid of becoming another hashtag in a second, afraid of classroom discussions becoming like Judgment Day. And now, oncoming traffic is embracing more transgender children than parents. I wonder how long it will be before the trans suicide notes start to feel redundant, before we realize that our bodies become lessons about sin way before we learn how to love them. Like God didn't save all this breath and mercy. Like my blood is not the wine that washed over Jesus' feet. My prayers are now getting stuck in my throat. Maybe I am finally fixed. Maybe I just don't care. Maybe God finally listened to my prayers. Thank you.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC. you were just listening to Lee McCobe on a TEDx performing a spoken word piece, so about their transgender experience, his transgender experience. So it's 6:50. We're starting to wind down. Going to bring you a little bit more music and, you know, maybe some more words, but... yeah, so let's go ahead and listen to a little Arlo Parks. That's the mood I find myself in now, shall we? This is Arlo Parks, Softly, live on KEXP. Enjoy.
Just break it down to me softly. The vows of rain, I'm shattering. I dip into the love we have.